Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today, in theory, we're discussing page 133 of Beyond the Supernatural. This is part of the character creation section, and it's about what attributes are, what kind of bonuses you get from high attributes, how fast you can run if your speed attribute is at a given level. There's the same attribute bonus chart table on this page that we see in pretty much every Palladium Core book. It's season 3. By now, this is all old hat, and you know what that means. Today, we're delving once again into the Z-Files, that archive of hidden terrors, psychic phenomena, and threats from beyond the stars, pulled from Villains Unlimited, Palladium's supplement for the Heroes Unlimited RPG. Today in the Z-Files, we turn to case number 149, Evil Eye. Quote, Evil Eye is one of the last of a manipulative race who used their psionic powers to garner power. These aliens are masters in espionage, assassination, intimidation, and mind control. The Xylik do not use armadas of battlecruisers or weapon-laden men to gain their desired victories, just their psionic powers and talents for deception, cunning, and guile. It was the abuse of their natural psionic powers that led to their being hunted and exterminated to near extinction by a warlike race called the Tugarth. The Tugarth loathe the psionic aliens who had nearly succeeded in subverting their government and enslaving their people through Xylik treachery. You may object at this point, surely extermination is an overreaction, given that an entire planet of people could hardly be treacherous spy assassins. To which I respond, obviously you've never watched Star Trek. As we see in Star Trek, out in the stars, every sentient species basically has one personality type that everyone shares, for the most part, and there are exceptions. But generally speaking, about 90% of any alien species shares one personality, except for Bajorans, because Deep Space Nine is the fucking best. The Xylik are no different. It's just that they seem strange because we normally see this in the case of warrior species, right? Alien species where everyone is kind of a samurai or everyone is kind of a Viking. The case of the Xylik is stranger because this is an alien species in which everyone is kind of dick dastardly. Everyone is a nefarious, lying cheater and manipulator. Admittedly, it is more difficult to imagine how a society full of dick dastardlies with nary a mutley to be found can function on a day-to-day basis, especially throughout its whole history, before they were aware of other non-Xyliks to manipulate and deceive. But somehow, we deduce, they made it work for long enough to develop space travel, spread out into the stars, and then be more or less immediately crushed by other species who realized, hey, I don't think I like these visitors from the Xylik starship USS Shitstir. Let's kill them all. And they did. One of the few remaining Xyliks is Evil Eye. Quote, Evil Eye, as he's come to be known on Earth, is a dangerous mutant supervillain. In reality, he is an escaped Xylik who has taken refuge on our planet. The Tugarth have a huge bounty on any Xylik, and currently have several bounty hunters searching for him and any other Xyliks on the run. The text goes on to say, quote, If the Tugarth bounty hunters locate him on Earth, he will use his powers of persuasion to try to convince some unwitting superhumans, government, or agency to protect him. End quote. So investigators should be very wary of Evil Eye. He may, for example, use his psionic powers to convince you that he is the victim of a genocide, which is true, or that he is being hunted by a violent military far beyond the bounds of its jurisdiction because of his race, which is true, or even that his hypnotic powers themselves are just a natural part of his biology, which is also true. Does that sound persuasive to you? Then beware. Already he has corrupted your mind with his half-truths and whole-truths. As to Xylik culture, the text informs us, quote, The Xylik love to plague God with beings they consider beneath them, and to cause them great suffering. When it comes to guile, betrayal, and deceit, the Xylik make the Tugarth look honorable. They enjoy long, elaborate manipulations, such as pitting two friendly races against each other until both are so weakened the Xylik can step in and assume power over both. Once in power, they use and abuse both planet and people, exploiting both to the maximum and delighting in the people's suffering. Just imagine the insidious threat presented by a foe who convinces you to turn against an entire people, to sow division, turning common cause into antagonism. This threat is the reason that we all need to gang up as human beings, psychic and non-psychic, and absolutely wreck the alien psychics among us. We may even need to work with the Tugarth, who are horrific horned lizard people, but at least they aren't Xylix, one of whom is hiding among us even now, sowing discord and racial hatred. How do I know? Because all Xylix are bad and the same. You may note that we've said little so far about Evil Eye as an individual, as distinct from the Xylix species, and that's because there's essentially no distinction. Evil Eye happens to be a Xylix who landed on Earth, but otherwise has no particular distinction from any other Xylix. He does have an individual name, Zoi Zymot. Presumably all Xylix first and last names begin with Z, because if there's one thing the Xylix love, it's getting uniformly on board with a bad idea. He is diabolic, as you may have somehow guessed. Due to the low gravity on his homeworld, Evil Eye is 7 feet 6 inches tall, and his appearance cannot remotely pass for human. See the Instagram for the whole picture, but most notably, Evil Eye has only one gigantic eye on his face, and then one additional very large eye on each palm. We are informed that Evil Eye is, quote, totally arrogant, manipulative, cunning, resourceful, and a compulsive megalomaniac. Once again, baseline Xylix. He is 10th level, and possesses the psionic powers characteristic of his people, which include hypnosis, empathic transfer, alter aura, detect psionics, mind block, and sixth sense. In addition, each Xylix has one more major power contained in the large gross eye on each palm. In Evil Eye's case, those two powers are biomanipulation in the eye on his right hand and mind wipe in the eye on his left hand. Evil Eye is, by training, a military specialist, an odd occupation for a species with no armed forces. Seems like a nice gig if you can get it. Lots of downtime. And Evil Eye's occupation is listed as, quote, ruiner of worlds, manipulator, and megalomaniac. Once again, top-notch occupational choices. Competitive. Not everyone can make a living ruining worlds. Not everyone can make rent on megalomania alone. But obviously Evil Eye is making a go of it, and more power to him. Obviously, I don't want the Earth ruined, but look, Evil Eye was hardly the first person ruining the Earth, and he's hardly going to be the last. I can oppose the destruction of the Earth, but simultaneously respect the hustle. Evil Eye has some similar issues as Tyrannorex and Goldenrod, and I don't really want to get political with this character to the extent that I can avoid it. I mean, he is characterized as a refugee from a justified genocide, so I don't think I'm reaching and saying this is a character with political implications, but that's not primarily what I'm interested in here, and it's an easy enough fix. One can imagine an alien species with powers like Evil Eye's who use them to communicate and achieve efficiency, empathy, community connections, and they've got this one evil dictator who used his powers to abuse his own people's trust, went on the run, and now the Tugarth are hunting him because he almost managed to take down their world government. It's a minor tweak to the backstory. It turns Evil Eye into an individual rather than just an instance of an always evil race, and done and done. To the extent that the backstory makes you uncomfortable, it's an easy fix. Beyond the political aspect of this character, Evil Eye would fill a niche that is very underserved by Beyond the Supernatural, which is the alien menace. Beyond the Supernatural, in terms of its inspiration, is at least 10% X-Files by weight. We've seen it all the way from the front cover. But the game is really bereft of alien menaces. Almost all of it is taken up with demons, ghosts, magic, maybe Lovecraftian entities from time to time. But Trenchcoat Horror also encompasses actual extraterrestrials, and Villains Unlimited can supply those. Evil Eye is a particularly good choice, I feel, because he has psionic powers, so he's playing in a similar realm to the player characters and the rest of the setting that they're familiar with. Rather than bringing in an alien who can fly and shoot energy blasts and is always going to feel like a transplant from a superhero comic, Evil Eye would be a good choice because the setting of Beyond the Supernatural already encompasses the secret existence of psionic abilities. It's a small leap to an extraterrestrial species where psionic powers are more widespread or work a little bit differently. I love the psionic powers in the eyes on his hands. This would be a huge, effective visual surprise to spring on players, especially in a Beyond the Supernatural campaign, where the world is superficially mundane. One imagines that Beyond the Supernatural characters will often be up against cultists, psychics, human conspiracies, and so on, occasionally running into obviously monstrous demons, but Evil Eye's appearance is really weird and really alien, and there's a dramatic reveal there of the eye on the hand because the eyes actually have powers. Biomanipulation is no joke. Mind Wipe is a fantastic ability to spring on players in one of two ways. Either do a little bit of GM chicanery and make it part of the backstory that one or more player characters have encountered Evil Eye before but had their minds wiped, so that when the players encounter him for the first time in the game, clues gradually accrue that Evil Eye has met and escaped the player character before, or have Evil Eye use Mind Wipe on a player character so that the players know that Evil Eye is in play and get the reveal of this bizarre 7-foot-plus alien hiding among us. But the character forgets, so that the players have to play through not knowing about this bizarre threat lurking in the background of the setting. As we discussed way back with the Brotherhood of Armageddon and their psychic Nazi leader, Otis Spunkmeyer, the idea of the insidious psychic threat that gradually turns people against each other and manipulates a global situation is actually a much better plot element for Beyond the Supernatural, where psionic powers are not generally known, as opposed to Heroes Unlimited, where lots of people know about the paranormal and are equipped to deal with the paranormal, so one has to presume that there is some sort of check on psychics just going on a spree of mind control and empathic manipulation and taking over whole governments or agencies. In terms of adaptation, one would definitely want to power down Evil Eye somewhat. His psionics are very powerful, and that may be acceptable, especially for experienced investigators. He also has special armor, a hover platform, and so on. I would drop those things. And visually, the basic design of his species is very good, and I would keep it. It's a bit comic booky, but in a very fun way. It's more like 50s or early 60s sci-fi monster comics rather than a superhero comic look. Honestly, as written, Evil Eye seems more like a sci-fi threat than a supervillain. And so the adaptation to Beyond the Supernatural is very easy and actually fills a gap that needs filling in Beyond the Supernatural's rogues gallery. High recommendation for me to use this character. Join me next time as we return to Beyond the Supernatural for a look at the core Palladium attributes through the lens of one particular Beyond the Supernatural PCC on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. The theme for the Z-Files is Lightless Dawn by Kevin MacLeod. Kevin MacLeod's music, used under a Creative Commons license, can be found at incompetech.filmmusic.io. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.